Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center. The most important ingredients to sustaining health and wellness are the resources and tools that help you live a vibrant and healthy life. At San Juan Regional Medical Center, the goal is to promote health by making sure those resources are available. Find the path to the best life at lifebetterhere.com. San Juan Regional Medical Center. Better is our mission, improving lives through personalized health and care.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Megan Cullop, along here with Scott Micklin.
Well, good morning, Megan Cullop.
Good morning.
How are you?
Hey, it's Friday.
It is Friday.
So,
thank goodness.
Anybody bad on a Friday?
Well, it's a snowy Friday. A little snow.
Yeah, winter's hanging on.
Just to give you a little, hey, winter's still here.
I know.
How about that?
I know. It's a bummer.
But melting quick. So, it was pretty, and now it's melting. So, see you, snow. That's
yes.
All I can say. Welcome, everyone. This is our Solutions from the Street program on KSJE that we present every other Friday at 8 o'clock. And I, along with Megan Cullop, try to find a solution to a community problem. And that's what we're doing today.
That's right. So today we're going to be talking about options for those who are in recovery from substance abuse disorders.
Okay.
So
that seems like a big problem.
And a complex
problem.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of options out there, but we have a unique option coming to us this morning. So
right.
It's pretty exciting.
And at the same time, I think we're talking also about a community organization that has been formed to try to solve future problems in the community by training future leaders in the community.
That's right. Leadership San Juan.
How about that?
I know. It's a twofer.
And right. And you are wearing, as usual, multiple hats today because in addition to being my co-host, you are also a member of this year's class of Leadership San Juan.
Yeah.
So you're learning all kinds of things.
Right.
Your brain must be full.
It is
information.
Full. I mean,
especially from Media Art and Culture Day from
Media, Arts,
a couple
and
weeks
Culture
ago.
Day, for
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Best day ever.
Best day. It was good. It's very
so,
good.
But yeah, of which I am the chair, full disclosure, audience. So that's why we plug that a lot on this station. But anyway,
lot.
Yes. But anyway, let's get started by talking maybe a bit about Leadership San Juan, and then we can get into the solution of the problem. So I want
sure.
to give them a plug because I know they are actually looking for people to sign up for their class.
Next year's class
and things like that, right?
Right.
So how has the experience been for you so far?
This year?
You
know, I've been surprised because...
Pleasantly?
Yes.
Oh, okay, okay.
I've been active in the community for, 4.5 years or something.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, there's all sorts of new information I didn't even know. And so even if you're active in the community, it can help you learn even more about the community and learn about new ways to be involved.
I would have to agree because that's how I felt, too, after being on television for 17 years, and then I got into the program when I came here to San Juan College and thought I knew everything that there was to know. In fact, I wrote a newspaper column as Mr. Know-It-All, and then I learned much more that I didn't know about Farmington and San Juan County. And so it really does give you kind of a deep dive into some of these things and some of these long-standing and maybe long-range topics, right, is what I got from it.
Yeah, the history behind everything.
Yeah. Well, and trends and where we're going maybe and what to watch out for and things like that. So, So one of our guests is also one of your classmates, right?
Estevan.
Estevan is here. Good morning. Let's bring you into the conversation. Great to have you here to talk a little bit about your experiences with Leadership San Juan and how have you felt so far this year?
Well, good morning. Thank you for having us this morning.
You bet.
I'm kind of on board with Megan. You know, it's you think you know and then... You don't know.
Right. True.
You know, and it's like you said, Scott, it touches on where it started, where we're doing, and then where we're going. And then you get to hear from multiple agencies and other individuals within the community and what they're doing and how they're helping San Juan County as well.
Right. And so, and your background is you work for Presbyterian Medical Services in their joint intervention program, correct?
That is correct. I'm the administrator over the joint intervention program at Total Behavioral Health.
Very good. And so you're seeing a lot of folks who are coming in looking for assistance, looking for help and through this really unique program. And so that is another solution, I think, to some of the things that are going on in our society today.
Yes, definitely. Our program's outpatient. It's 6 months, and it's we're hoping to change the individual and that they leave different that they came in. And we offer them multiple areas of where they can improve and what's available, not with just within us, but with also in the community.
Right. Very, very good. Well, welcome. We're glad that you are here.
Thank you.
And let's introduce our other guest. Megan, you want to do those honors?
Sure. We have Gina, but I didn't catch Gina's last name.
Gina Sanchez. So
Gina Sanchez.
Gina Sanchez.
From the Psychosocial Rehabilitation Program.
Yes, ma'am.
With Presbyterian Medical Services. Gina, yes. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Mr. Scott.
Thank you for coming in. And tell us a bit about the program that you work with, if you wouldn't mind.
Our program supports people with mental health and substance abuse issues. We do a range of skill building and educational, from budgeting to self-care to self-esteem, procrastination, just a variety of things to help people build skills, life skills, to support them in the community.
Right. Very good. Well, glad that both of you are here. And again, another full disclosure, I'm on the board of PMS. So I'm wearing multiple hats just like you today.
You are.
How about that?
Gosh,
that rarely happens.
You're everywhere.
It's usually you. No, yeah. You're everywhere. But anyway, we do want to put a plug in for Leadership San Juan because I know they are looking for recruits for next year's class, the 2023-2024 class. Again, building valuable business relationships, discovering the inner workings of San Juan County and learning where you can make a difference. That's just what this program is all about.
So that is what the program is all about.
I like the synergy today that we have
happening,
right?
Yeah.
So there you go. So part of the class is that you all break into groups and come up with projects for the community. And so that is what your group has done. It's you and Estevan and some others, correct?
Yeah. And I'm by far the weakest link in that team.
Not surprised.
Not
surprised to hear that.
Not surprising at all. Mm-hmm. It's
Estevan, is she right?
Yeah.
He's too polite.
No comment.
He's too polite.
He's way too polite. He's like, we are on air. You can't say that. But Estevan is in my group, and our group decided to help provide a greenhouse to the PSR program. And it kind of, speaking of synergy, you know, Estevan works for PMS, so he knew that this greenhouse project was something that was desired. And so it was this natural fit of they want it, we can help provide it. And that's how it's been going.
And each year, the Leadership San Juan class comes up with these projects. They break into kind of subgroups. What do you have, three or four from your class, maybe?
There's four groups.
Four groups and come up with projects for the community. It could be a physical project like this. It might be a program or something else. But it's a way to have this kind of lasting impact even after the class graduates in May. And so, Gina Sanchez, talk to me about the need for a greenhouse with your program.
So we started. We came up with an idea, let's start a greenhouse, but we didn't have a greenhouse, so we had to improvise problem solving. So we thought it would be a good idea to build on roots and help people learn skills of kindness and building things to help them explore and build and grow things to kind of learn more about their own recovery. And so the leadership came to us and decided, talked about the program, what they were doing, and we explained what we were doing. I believe we showed them what we were doing, right, Estevan, mm-hmm. outside in the midst of trying to start building on a greenhouse, and that's where this came to.
Okay. And the idea being that the greenhouse can be incorporated into your program and with your clients, right, to help them with certain skills and
yes,
things
sir.
To help in their recovery, I guess, right?
Yes, sir. The skill building starts with planting a seed, learning to take care of it, kind of reflecting back on that individual. If I can take care of the seed, can I start taking care of myself in that self-care? And then it just leads to other things. So we grow this and we're able to give something to somebody, be of service to somebody. And so, and then grounding, different techniques that greenhouse and the plants can build us and support us in supporting the people within the community who we support, sir.
Now, a lot of times daily routine kind of goes out of whack, right, when you're talking about serious mental health and substance abuse issues, right? And yes, so does this help with daily routine?
Yes, ma'am. So with the greenhouse that was brought over, and we are so very grateful for San Juan leadership, we're going to be implementing a curriculum that builds on routine, what it looks like to do the greenhouse two or three times a week, go and check on the flowers, sing to them, the plants, right? Give them love, do the things that sometimes we need in our lives, right? And sometimes that we don't get because there's a lack of support or resources to find those things.
Very good. And so by having a greenhouse, obviously this makes it into a year-round opportunity, right, for folks too. You don't have to wait for the growing season, and even in the growing season, it can be pretty harsh conditions in New Mexico sometimes.
Yes, sir. It is just a blessing in disguise, Scott. We are so appreciative because now we have bigger opportunities. Our brainstorming in the beginning has turned into bigger brainstorming and problem solving for the people that we support. So
very, very good. Estevan, let me go back to you and ask you a bit about the construction of this project. We have some photos that we're showing our video viewers this morning, but this looks like a pretty major project. Obviously, the team, the group worked together to make this happen.
That's correct. Yeah, and we have multiple people that reached out and. We had an anonymous donor that paid for most of the construction of this, and then it was brought in. And then we had local donors that gave us some supplies that we'll be adding to it as well. And just like we said, it's something they can use year-round. I wish we had the pictures. They had kind of constructed just boxes in the back parking lot. And even then, they were able to be successful and grew some vegetables last year. So.
Wow. Okay. Very, very good. But this will add much more to that effort, right? And so what are we looking at here? This is the whole group, most of the group?
That is most of the group.
I don't see Megan. Is she taking the picture?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's on Fridays and it's hard to, anyway. Yeah.
Okay, I see. All right. I get it. You're in the background. You're in the dark.
Laziness. Yeah, I'm actually inside the house. You just can't see me.
I got it. Yeah. You're like a groundhog.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What are we seeing here? This is most of the group
then. When it was delivered, we'd added some shelving that day as well. Some braces for the top where we're adding the plastic covering for the sun to come through. We're hoping the temperature and the weather cooperates because we're wanting to paint the inside. Hopefully today later on is the plan. And then maybe move the boxes they initially had for planting and readjust those so that they can work better for them. Because I think they had some little minor issues with those boxes.
But. Gotcha. Working at the site then is what you're talking about,
yes.
Right? When you get the get it transported. Now, you built it at the site or did you build it somewhere else and had to move it? Because I think I see a picture on a truck.
Brought in.
Okay.
Yeah, they were brought in on a truck.
So you had to move it. But here's some of the shelves maybe going up. And some of the things that you had to add to the prefab building, I think,
correct,
is what it looks like, right?
Yeah, the original plan was honestly to try to find pallets and other donated materials to build it. And like we said, we were fortunate and blessed that somebody was able to donate and have most of it constructed.
Gotcha. So you were going to build it from scratch,
correct,
pretty much, and
mm-hmm.
But you're able to find kind of a prefab most of it already constructed,
yes,
which is great. So,
we have some talented construction gentlemen on
right.
the team.
Right.
I think the rest of us would have had a like Charlie Brown Christmas tree moment with our handmade building.
Right.
Esteban would agree, which is a testament to the diversity of team groups that happen in Leadership San Juan, I think.
Yeah.
Putting together all these skill sets together.
That's
yeah.
part of this as well, which
yeah.
goes back to the Leadership San Juan about it being able to, you know, form this committee and identify strengths and of the committee members and come together to make something tangible, I guess, by the end of the year.
Right.
Right? That you're all in. There's another shot there. I'm sure
really
they love posting that one on
yeah.
everywhere. But yeah.
Exactly.
There you go. Where are you, Megan? Oh, yeah, you were taking the picture.
no comment,
okay.
As Esteban said. Well, you know, and so Janine is in that picture, and she sent us a lot of tidbits on how greenhouses help those in recovery. And one of the things that she mentioned, which was really interesting, was just how nature itself impacts those in recovery. And actually, it had all these great positive outcomes for people who are even in hospitals of various sorts, and just the profound impact that just being around nature has, and even digging into soil. There's different spores in soil that help improve overall mood, and so it's very promising, I think.
Right. Well, that makes me think about, you know, when the hospital went through this major renovation and built their big tower, you know, there was a healing garden as part of that,
right.
as part of that project, right?
Yeah,
and it still
space.
Remains there.
Yeah.
I think with that very thought in mind, is because healing and growing can help, you know, in recovery and things like that, and help people feel better. And so, Gina, that's again part of what you do at Presbyterian Medical Services with your program, is it not?
Yes, sir. That's exactly what we try to do. We support people in learning skills to help them grow and heal and become a productive member of the community so they can give back as well. So, yes, sir. So the healing piece is very important, like Megan said, and the dirt is very important too, just working together and supporting people.
Right. Right, good to know. And again, some of the more other pictures that that we got sent as the crew kind of works on this greenhouse, and then it gets put on the truck and I guess delivered, right?
Yes, sir. We were very excited the day that it got delivered. So
very good. So it's going to be now at your facility, and as the class kind of makes some fine tuning, I guess, and sets it up, it'll be good to go by summer, I would hope, right?
Probably,
or spring?
Yes, sir. Spring, later springish.
Yeah, later
summer,
spring.
Right,
not
and
today.
As you said, sir, it would be a continuous year-round thing. So possibilities are going to be never-ending. So, if you get a chance, come down to 1001 West Broadway, Suite D, to check out our greenhouse and see what an amazing blessing it is.
Right. And your clients will be able to use that and again put it in with the program and some of the things that you're doing.
Yes, sir.
Excellent. Very, very good. Estevan, some other thoughts from you about Leadership San Juan this year and some of the things that you have maybe learned or been surprised to learn through your experiences?
Well, I'm learning more about Farmington itself. I'm not originally from the area, but, you know, each group we come together and somebody shares a little bit, and it's like, wow, you know, it's surprising on how it got started, where it came from. But I think what Megan kind of touched on is it's pretty nice when you get, you know, a different group of people and they're able to work together. You know, within the class, we've done different groups and had to come up with different ideas or solutions. And it's just coming together and just getting different minds and different ideas and then just making it work.
Right.
And I think, like Megan said, our team's been really multi-talented, and that's how we're able to be fortunate to where we're at now with the greenhouse as well.
Sure. I wanted to show another picture of most of your committee, your group, as you're putting this together again, as it gets going and putting together some of these different skill sets and things. But I mean, the other part I think it's important for the audiences to understand is that, you know, you two are busy people, but you have given some time to give to this organization once a month when you have your class day, which is a full day, and then getting maybe together after hours to work on a project like this. And you've been able to fit it into your busy schedules. Maybe, Estevan, you better than Megan, but
right.
we'll go with that.
Yeah, and it was just coming together, Zoom meetings, you know, what do we need, where we're at, you know, and like you said, just having those meetings on the side as well, on top of work and the classes and everything else.
So. Sure. You tried.
Yeah, I'm doing my best. Like I said, a lot of the greenhouse construction's on Fridays. It's hard to slip away from hospice work on Fridays. So
true. I understand. I'm just giving you a hard time.
That's where I struggle. But
it's okay.
But I commend the group for doing all this heavy lifting. I mean, literal heavy lifting.
Right.
Happening.
Right. Well, and I'm sure you're there in spirit, and you would, you know.
Cheerleader.
Yeah, there you go. And again, to see this kind of lasting, you know, change for this program that we know provides such great great help for people in our community and teamwork and things along that line. And over the years, there's been a number of other, lots of other projects, because this is just one of three groups from this year's class. And so do we know what the other groups are working on, if I put you on the spot?
Oh, man.
I couldn't tell you.
Okay.
I knew
I'll
one,
put you on the spot.
I can't remember.
That's all right.
I think one might have been washer and dryers for schools, I think, is what they're working on or trying to get them.
Okay.
Oh, that's nice.
Providing some equipment for the schools.
Mm-hmm.
I've got you. Yeah. And it's something different every year, right?
Correct.
I mean, that's what what's what they do. And so this program really provides this really changing, life-changing, in some instances, projects for the community, which is great to see.
It's great to see.
Yeah, very, very true. Final thoughts about Leadership San Juan and this greenhouse project?
I'm really excited about the greenhouse project. I did substance abuse counseling for a bit, so I understand kind of the ins and outs of that work. And I wish we had a greenhouse. We did not, but I feel like it would have really impacted folks positively. And I'm excited to hear the progress and how it goes. So,
well, we appreciate you, Megan, for paying it forward to PMS, the PSR program. We appreciate San Juan Leadership. It's just going to be an amazing opportunity for communities working with communities to better San Juan County. So.
Yeah.
Very true. Well, it's great. And again, we'll put in another plug for Leadership San Juan, as again, we know that they are looking for folks to sign up for next year's class, which runs roughly from August to May. You guys have, what, Government Day coming up in April, right? To learn
Day.
All about government.
Yes.
Excited
that's,
for that.
That's well. I hope it's not as dry as it sounds.
Aww. It's like, do they still do government bingo? I think they do that.
I hope they do. That'll be fun.
Government bingo. Government I keep hearing, bingo. Right? So there is that. Can't compare to Media, Art, and Culture Day, but right. They'll try.
They'll try.
They will try, indeed. But here's the information again for Leadership San Juan, class of 2023-24, the recruitment. And again, this is what we're talking about. More than 750 graduates over the last 30 years. This 10-month program learning about, in addition to government and media and media, art, and culture, there's education, healthcare, criminal justice, multicultural, and business issues. Beginning in August, the application deadline is coming up on May the 15th. Partial scholarships are available. The cost is $800, but that covers pretty much everything that you need throughout the year. And there's a website, sanjuancollege.edu. And you search for Leadership San Juan. I won't read the whole address out on the air.
Yeah, you can just type it into the search bar.
Yeah, I think it'll find it. Or you can call 505-320-2236, 320-2236 for our radio audience.
Yes.
So there you go. Perfect.
Perfect.
Final thoughts about this?
No final thoughts from me. Any final thoughts from you guys?
What would you say to get someone else to sign up for Leadership San Juan like you have done?
Well, it's really encouraging. Like I said, it builds a... not only knowledge on San Juan County, but the relationships, you know, that go further than just the class when it ends. You know, we met a lot of people and hopefully work together in the future as well within the community and just make the county stronger and better.
Right. From different lines of work, too, right? People that you may not run into during the course of your job, and then you're making these connections. So that's wonderful. Very good. Gina, and final thought for you. This is going to be a really big game changer for you and your patients and your clients, right?
Yes, sir. It's just exciting and just exciting. Paying it forward is an important thing. So hopefully we get it paid forward and we can pay it forward through skill building and educational tools. So,
right.
Yes, sir.
Which is wonderful. Well, we're excited for that. And thank you for the program that you bring to the area and the help that you provide for these individuals.
Thank you, Scott.
You're very welcome. Megan Cullop, thank you for bringing your fellow committee member and Gina to the show today. I appreciate it. This is your idea.
Yeah.
Which is a great idea.
Well, happy to do it.
We've learned a lot.
I've learned a lot. And, that's what Solutions from the Street is all about.
That's true.
It's solutions-focused, and it's a feel-good thing. It's exciting to see all these positive things going on in our local community. And so this is just one of a few that we've had, so...
Very true. And the idea being we try to make it mostly, I think we've stuck pretty close to that, you know, non-governmental solutions, right? Because sometimes, you know, the government tries to fix everything. But in some cases, the community steps up, in this case, and provides an important solution to a problem, which we love to highlight.
Yes, grassroots efforts. Yeah.
So we love that. And if you have an idea, audience, of how of something we should highlight here as a solution to a community problem, we invite you to email us. You can do that pretty easily. The address is ksje@sanjuancollege.edu, ksje@sanjuancollege.edu, and we will check it out. And it may be the topic of a future show. You never know.
We never know.
Right. Because Megan gives me an idea and we make a show out of it.
That's right.
So it happens.
That's what's fun.
Yeah, it does. It happens. There you go. Next week, we'll be back with our other program called That's Interesting, which is always interesting.
I love that.
That's why
that
we called it that. Do you?
I just think it's a free for all of interesting.
It really is. Oh, yeah.
It's a total free for all.
We talk about, what are we talking about?
We've talked about memories and.
Yeah.
exercise and caffeine and
real estate prices. Yeah, it's just whatever. And yeah, that's the whole thing. And you get to call in, everybody. Yes. So if the phone lines are open, next Friday, 8 to 9 a.m., call in, just share whatever's interesting. If you saw an interesting thing or, you know, stuff that's going on, that's what we want the show to be, is a really kind of a two-way interactive program with residents from the area. So we hope you'll call in next week and join us for that. And then the week after, of course, we're back with Solutions from the Street. So we just go back and forth.
Yes.
That's how we do this.
Yes. But
yeah. So there you go. Tomorrow?
Tomorrow is Radio Free Saturday Morning, the eclectic music mix of the Four Corners.
Wow. Who hosts that show?
Me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I do.
Wow.
So
you're a busy lady.
Yeah. Each week we bring you a different theme, and then I throw together a playlist within that theme. And so tomorrow's theme is luck, actually.
Okay.
Good luck and bad luck all together. So.
All righty. Kind of going off of maybe the St. Patrick's Day from a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I'm always behind.
That's okay. That's all right. I'm waiting for the construction show from the Greenhouse Project. Yeah. So that's going to be coming up
building
soon.
Building things.
Yeah.
Yes.
I bet you could do a show about that, too.
Yeah, so you could.
That would be cool. But anyway, tomorrow morning, 9 to 11, you can tune in at 90.9 FM or 103.3 FM in Durango, or listen online wherever you might be. If your travels on Saturday takes you outside of the area, you can still listen to Radio Free Saturday Morning.
That is true.
Because of the miracle of the internet.
Yeah, there's no excuse now that you have the internet.
That's true.
So
that's right. Just go, you can get on your phone, you can get on your tablet, on your little iPad, whatever you got.
Yes.
So, perfect.
Yes.
Wonderful. All right. I think we're done.
I think we're set.
Are we set? Okay. Well, we appreciate everyone tuning in. Thank you, everyone. Guests, thank you for being here as well. It's wonderful to have you with us. And we will say goodbye for another week. And this is KSJE. Solutions from the Street. Have a good week, everyone. Take care. Bye-bye.
KSJE is supported by Tyrannosaurus Meet the Family, the new exhibit at the Farmington Museum. The exhibit, created by the Australian Museum, features rare fossil specimens, cast skeletons, including that of Scotty, one of the most complete T-Rex skeletons in the world, and models of feathered dinosaurs. Tyrannosaurus Meet the Family is on display until April 26 at the Farmington Museum, 3041 East Main Street. Admission $10. Find out more at fmtn.org/museum.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.